Let's roll.
Never ending.
I know. I'm trying to get ahead.
Now let's just submit these and make a comment.
Yes.
Okay, we are moving on to back into staff report. We have more to do.
So at this time, what I would like to do, now that you have seen the recommendations from our consultant, I'd like to go through the maps in Exhibit A to the LAFCO resolution that you guys have, and go over what staff's recommendations are based off of our thoughts on this project. And they're pretty much the same, but I just wanted to review them real quick because there are a couple of changes. So if you would like to turn to the first map in the resolution, and it's a map of the Dunsmuir Fire Protection District. And I have the SOI recommendation up on the screen here. And pretty much what they have on their screen is what we are recommending. If you notice on the bottom of this page, it says Dunsmuir Fire Protection SOI to be updated as shown for existing SOI on this map. And that is because this map that is in the resolution had the incorrect symbology for that border. The map that is shown up on the screen is the corrected symbology. So it's the same line, it's just different symbology. So this is what we're proposing be approved for the Dunsmuir Fire Protection District. Next page is the Grenada Fire Protection District.
Rachel, can you tell us what the corrected one says? Because we can't read that.
What, the what?
The corrected symbology says, because we cannot read that.
See if I can make it bigger.
I think in the
recommended SOI.
Yeah, in the resolution, I believe this line just says district SOI or something along those lines. It's been changed to recommended SOI.
Thank you.
And the symbology, this was changed from a solid orange line to a dashed orange line.
Yeah, so in the resolution, that line is labeled as existing SOI, but it's actually the recommended SOI. The next page is for Grenada Fire Protection District. No changes. We're recommending that it be updated as recommended on the map that is in your packet. Did you want me to show you the show it to you up on the screen as well?
Sure.
All right. See if I can get to it. That is one of the first ones.
We're going to make you work for it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the SOI recommendation here. It's the same as the second map in your Exhibit A to the resolution. Turning the page in your packet, it should be the Happy Camp Fire Protection District, and it's as recommended that we are agreeing with the consultants on the recommendation on that. And we see it's Eastern, Happy Camp, SOI recommendation. So this is what it looks like here. Next page is the Hornbrook Fire Protection District. We looked at that pretty good when it was being discussed. And I believe that's in the northern region. Just a Montague, A10, Hornbrook. So we have the Hornbrook boundary recommendation. We are recommending approval of this as shown on the map. Next page is Lake Shastina. And we are recommending approval as shown in the map. May 10 is the next one. And this recommendation, as stated at the bottom, May 10 Fire Protection District SOI to be as recommended on the map, with the modification that the SOI is not to expand into the Gazelle Fire Protection District boundary in the southwest. This recommendation is contrary to the consultant recommendation that I-5 be followed. And the reason that we are recommending that it not be followed is, let me see, I do not have it on me, thought I did. Let me get to it. We received a letter from the Gazelle Fire Protection District related to the amendment of their boundaries. So this is tiered off of that. And what they stated, oh, thank you. What they stated is recommendation to take the 1.4 square mile section at the southwest boundary of May 10 Fire Protection District is not feasible since that contains a bridge on East Louis Road on which heavy fire apparatus is not recommended for crossing and has portions of dirt and pavement that slow down driving time. In contrast, Gazelle has a straight shot entering the freeway from the Louis Road overpass or the Edgewood on-ramp for faster response time. Gazelle does not agree with this recommendation. So what they are saying is that if you look at the map on the screen, there is actually a bridge, and I believe it's the bridge that crosses the Scott River that has Shasta River. It has a decreased load capability, and I did confirm that with Public Works, and they said it's something that should actually be brought up more often to make sure everybody is aware of that. And so because of that, we are recommending that this portion of the recommended May 10 SOI not be expanded into the Gazelle Fire Protection District boundary. That is the only change on this particular sheet. Are there any questions about that?
So that now fall under May 10?
So it'll stay, so this area here,
that little section, yeah,
so right this there. Little corner is currently right. under Gazelle, and we're saying we should, we are recommending that it stay under Gazelle.
Okay.
But so go north a little bit, the section to
this,
the west. Of
yes, this
that.
Right here, we is, we'll
That's
get to it
removed.
When we get your Grenada.
Okay.
But for May 10, we are recommending that this portion that is proposed to be the SOI for May 10 not be expanded at this time. Any other questions on that? No. Okay, the next page is the Montague Fire Protection District, and this was discussed already. We here at LAFCO staff, we had actually reached out to all of the fire protection districts and requested that they work with us to amend the boundaries of their sphere of influences. I had three that contacted me. Only Montague actually showed up and met with me to amend the boundaries. And so this is the boundary that we came up for this. And it was modified slightly after what Chief Ella and I discussed, but it pretty much is what we originally came up with, and we are recommending approval. Next page is the Mount Shasta Fire Protection District, which is in the south boundary. I did mine in alphabetical, which is different from what the consultants worked on, so I'm having to bounce around a little bit. This is Mount Shasta Fire Protection District. Their SOI boundaries, they're recommending that they be expanded, and staff concurs on that. No changes to what's as proposed. Next page is the Scott Valley Fire Protection District. So no changes as recommended on the map. Staff concurs. Tule Lake Fire Protection District is the next one. And Tule Lake, we are recommending the SOI to be updated as shown on the consultant's map. Next one is the city of Wairika. This one is slightly different. Oh, that's South Wairika, city of Wairika. So on this particular one, the consultant was recommending that the areas that overlap with the Montague and the South Wairega Fire Protection Districts be the fire only SOI be consolidated to not include that area. And then they were recommending expansion a little bit to the east and a lot to the west. So when it comes to the city SOI, staff is not wanting to have a city SOI that does not include all of the services that the city offers. So since the city SOI with all of those services is not being modified to shrink that area outside of the South Wairega and Montague Fire Protection District boundaries, staff is recommending that the fire area also not be shrunk in those areas. So I'm recommending that any areas where expansion is proposed for a fire SOI, that the fire SOI, yes, be expanded. However, in the areas that it's proposed to be removed as far as a service that's available to those residents from the city, staff is recommending that that not be taken. So basically, the existing boundary we're keeping and we're expanding it in areas, we're not shrinking it anywhere. That is what staff's recommendation is for this.
I'm wondering why that boundary isn't going a little bit further north.
The SOI boundary? Mm-hmm. Again, that is something to do with the city MSR SOIs not being modified. If a city requests that the SOI be expanded, we would absolutely take a look at that and see if staff would recommend approval of that. However, in the most recent one and the past few that I've looked at, there have been no changes to any of the city SOI boundaries.
Why is it going west and not? Why is the recommended SOI?
As far as into the Hornbrook area or the Hawkinsville area, this is just a recommended SOI based off of their response areas. So I'm not sure.
Well, we're just looking at north of town, like Grizzly
right.
Court, Humbug.
Area. I'm in the city. Yeah, so I agree. There is some areas that it could be expanded to. This is just what the staff's recommendation are based off of what the consultant proposed. We can modify this, absolutely. If LAFCO commissioners feel that it needs to be modified, we can. This is the time to do it.
Well, that's kind of why I'm asking.
Yeah.
If I could ask a question real quick.
Sure.
Let's just say we adopt it. Can we change it a year now? Something changes the dynamic and we
can revisit it? So you can change it, and I think that since the MSR has been done within 5 years, it wouldn't also have to be updated. Is that correct?
In order to do any sort of boundary change, right?
You'd have to update the MSR? All right.
I don't think you'd have to do the MSR.
If it's less than 5 years?
That's a good question. It's a gray area, I guess.
Kind of wondering if we...
Through the chair. Yeah, and I believe it's probably project specific, right? So I do know with, even if you have like a current MSR SOI, I know some LAFCOs, they'll do like addendums to the adopted MSR SOI to kind of drill down a little bit more if there's something specific to look at. So it really...
Well, I'm just wondering if it's easier to look at a small piece now and take care of it, or is it not worth our time? Or should we do it later? Is it, what's easier? I mean, if we're just looking at taking a small boundary and looking at a small piece of a neighborhood maybe
right.
versus...
So I think that the other thing to consider is whether or not the city would want to expand to the north or not. And also considering that we will be doing a city MSR SOI, which has the opportunity to expand that SOI, which includes fire services to the north, should that be desired.
And when is that going to happen?
So we're going to be talking about increasing the contributions this upcoming spring in order to fund it. So it's likely that in the spring we will request direction from the commissioners to put out a request for services for a citywide MSR or a countywide city MSR SOI update.
Madam Chair, how far up are you talking? I mean, where do you
Like bringing this across. Not a lot, but this is still neighborhood in here. And I'm just wondering why this line goes straight across here instead of incorporating this area. It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
But that's, if we're talking annexation, if we're talking just services and potential, especially because there's WUI there that's still wildland urban interface all through this area. Why? Why does it stop there?
Yeah, and those were good questions.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot, but it's an important area.
So at this time, we have consulted with the city and CAL FIRE, and these were the recommendations that they worked with the consultants on. Staff is just recommending that this time we approve them. I also recommend that it be taken a look at in the next round of the city MSR SOI updates. And at this time, we don't have any projects north of the city that are proposed for annexation. So it would not impact that.
And I spoke with Chief Lemus yesterday about these, if he had any concerns, and he said he was fine with them. So, and I didn't realize this affected area right here really should be, it's part of the city.
That's a good catch.
So, what's your recommendation?
Well, well, that would be nice, but at least, the very least, this one.
Yeah.
Even
okay.
Just that. But preferably, it would be nice to go across there.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make the most sense.
Across here?
It would be potentially.
Up in here.
It would be really nice to go across here.
That's your flyer land. Okay.
But. It's right.
Lots of just take their piece back.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, right.
No.
I mean, if we're going to do it, we should go straight across there.
It's protecting the neighborhood.
Exactly.
I think they get services already, so I don't think in the bigger scheme of things it's going to.
No,
but. It's an issue if we do it now. Just get it done.
I would much rather do it and get it done. I would. Like to make a proposal to expand that at this point in time.
Do you have a proposed
I do.
Northern boundary?
I do.
Are you coming?
Let me come down and chair that.
Madison, go all the way.
By the city of Shasta River.